Like straight rain. Everyone said they're gonna be outside. Now it's straight rain.
Oh yeah, yo, there's a theory that the fucking Doug Ford,
yeah,
he used the weather machine. Yeah, or no, he didn't use the weather machine. My bad.
Yeah,
he told like the weather news broadcast to tell everybody it's raining so that they don't make plans. So it's like, what? Y'all aren't gonna go outside because it's raining.
To keep people inside.
To keep people inside.
Yeah, cause I remember when I was at the cottage, like 40% rain.
Yeah, but it didn't rain. Yeah, cause I think that's possible, right? That's not illegal.
Yeah.
Cause saying the weather, that's not illegal. That's just the weather.
Yeah.
Do they regulate it like that? I don't think so.
I don't know.
Cause like, fuck, who cares? Yeah. You know what I mean? we see the weather change, like, oh, this guy was wrong. That's it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I know. Because it usually just shifts over and it's cloudy, it never starts raining.
Yeah, but yeah. I remember, you know, in cartoons, they're always like, yo, the weatherman is wrong. You remember Fairly Odd Parents? And then it had like the pitchforks and the angry mob and shit.
Yeah, that guy.
Damn. It's not even that big of a deal. Uh-huh. Thinking about it now that we're older, it's like, how do you predict the weather anyway?
I mean, it ruins events, it ruins my mood. I feel like I'm moody when it's raining. Actually, no, low key. It depends
how you feel. It depends how,
because winter, everyone's depressed. Like, everyone's like, I don't want to
go outside. I think it's because it's cold. But it's also like your personality too. Because I think certain people, they vibe with the cold better than the hot.
Yeah.
Right? Because for me, I love being cold rather than hot.
Word.
I think it's because like when I'm hot, I feel so relaxed. So, you know, like a hot tub, you're in a hot tub, you don't want to do shit.
Yeah, lazy.
It's like that. But when I'm cold, then it forces me to like get up.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like ready to go, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. I like the sun better. I feel like my energy morale just up.
And I think so too, though. From the sun. Yeah.
But I feel like when I'm sleeping and shit, I love sleeping with the rain. Especially the rain. Thunderstorms.
Really?
I as a baby, I used to not like thunderstorms.
Mm-hmm.
But then now it's like, it's so comforting. Like sometimes when I can't sleep, I'll put on my earphones and go to sleep on the YouTube stuff. I'll search up rain sound.
Rain sound? Really?
Yeah.
Damn. That's interesting, bro.
Yeah.
Psychopath.
No, what? You don't
like thunderstorms?
No. Like calm rain, you know, not thunderstorms.
You said thunderstorms, bro. I'm
okay. Yeah, I can sleep through a thunderstorm too, but like thunderstorms are optional. It's because
most kids, fam, they're afraid of thunder, bro. Like remember in Ted, freaking Thunder Buddies.
Yeah, I mean, I think everyone was scared of thunderstorms, but then I think I realized I got over it when I was like a really bad thunderstorm. And bro, I'm in a house.
Yo, because if you take it in, thunder is kind of scary, bro.
It is.
It's literally electricity in the sky, fam,
bro.
If we didn't know what that was back in the day, like imagine freaking like Viking era, that's why they thought thunder was Thor, like a freaking god,
yeah,
or Zeus,
fam. I seen this TikTok video where there was like this girl, right?
Yeah.
And there was this other girl standing and she's just taking a video of her friend,
mm-hmm.
and the girl's like, hey, right?
Yeah.
And then all you see, like, her hair starts to frizz up.
No.
And there's like a cloudy thunderstorm about to happen, right?
Yeah.
And the friend's like, oh my god, get in the house. And she's like, wait, what? So I'm going through the comments, I'm like, what's wrong with frizzy hair? But I learned that like if your hair starts to frizz up, you're about to get like shocked by lightning.
Nah, I didn't know that.
You didn't know that?
Nah, I didn't know that shit.
That's crazy. Fam, you learn a lot on TikTok, Loki.
Yo, no, for real. I swear I learned most of my shit from TikTok now. Because it used to be YouTube.
Yeah.
Like, because everybody was on YouTube. But nowadays, it's just TikTok. And it's easy. It's like this quick information.
Yeah, bro.
Like, everybody's just learning shit. Like, bro, I think, you know, like the life hacks and shit before?
Yeah.
That was a huge trend. A huge trend.
Threat.
It's a huge trend. Trend.
Yeah.
It's my bracing line. Not because I have the rubber bands in.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think y'all can see it. I have like rubber bands in my mouth right now. Bro, it's a huge trend. So now all you see on TikTok is just like life hacks.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Damn.
And even just like quick tips and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And we're progressing so quick, fam. We're learning so much in a short amount of time. I feel like even if you're a boxer, even if you're like a basketball player,
you can learn that shit.
Just learning like secrets of the game, right? Even just learning like mental life hacks and shit.
I know. What's the craziest like life hack you seen on TikTok that you use on a daily basis?
Oh, yo. So there's this thing, because I'm on like the spiritual fucking TikTok, you know what I mean? The spiritual
side. I'm on the like the everyday side.
Nah, dog, I have like hippies and shit my shit.
Yeah.
So there's this technique you use to raise your vibration.
Yeah.
Right? You know what a vibration is,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Like your vibe.
Like your mood.
Mm-hmm. So there's a technique if you want to raise your vibration. You know there's like freaking 12 vibrations or some shit? There's like a whole chart. There's like when you're moody, when you're grateful, when you're empathetic, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to raise it up like a level, one thing you do, this is the most important if you ever want to raise your vibration.
Yeah.
You just be happy. No, you be loving of the exact present moment. So
live in the moment.
So no matter what you're doing, let's say you're cooking. Mm-hmm. If you love what you're doing at the time, mm-hmm. your vibration is gonna change.
Yeah,
and it's gonna change for the rest of the day as long as you keep that mindset.
Yeah, if you turn it the opposite way and you're just always thinking negative, you're gonna have a bad day, dude.
Yeah. So anytime you want to raise it, just think, okay, I love it. Just even trick yourself, bro. Just trick yourself.
Do you believe that, like, do you make your bed every day in the morning?
Nah, I don't do that shit.
I heard this. Because I started doing that because I was like, on TikTok, there was like, you're more productive during the day if you start your day off with that, the making of the bed shit. Because, like, you've already completed one thing. So I'm like, let's continue this momentum.
No, that makes sense, though. Because I heard if you want to get something done, like, on par, you do it right in the morning.
Word, yeah.
You do it first thing in the morning. So let's say it's an essay. Let's say it's like whatever, bro.
Yeah.
Like an assignment. Yeah. You do it first thing in the morning, you're going to finish.
I like how we're talking about this, but we both wake up at like 2 p.m.
Nah, I've been waking up earlier now. I've been waking up a little bit earlier. Sometimes.
Word. I get that though. But yeah, well, one thing I learned was like the everyday shit. Mm-hmm. You know the Ziploc bag? You can cut it. And then you can iron it.
Oh,
then,
yeah, it yeah, yeah, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, there's even like a heat press type of thing. And then you just like iron it.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's like a cutter.
And then it cuts it. Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
It's like a cutter. It's like a cutter.
I've seen that too. It was like, it kind of works out for like some snacks that I don't want to use the bag.
Or use for drugs and shit, bro.
What? that's not how we're going to transition to that.
Nah.
No, but real shit, there's this drug, bro, that I saw. Also on TikTok, which is called the reindeer urine.
What's a reindeer? Oh, is that like the freaking the mushroom shit?
Yes, bro. You've heard of it?
No, remember I told you about that during the Christmas theory?
You did?
Yeah, so they eat the Anomita muscaria or not? Something else.
Is that a type of like hallucinogenic mushroom?
It's a type of it. Is it the red one with the white spots?
No, it's brown. It's brown. There's a legend of like the flying reindeer. The reindeers would eat these like hallucinogenic mushrooms, right? Mm-hmm. And then like shamans would take those reindeers and like, I guess, milk them or whatever, how you get their urine out.
Mm-hmm.
And then they would drink filtered reindeer piss and get high off that.
Yeah, no, that's the Anomita muscaria. So that tied into the theory of how Christmas was based off that red and white mushroom.
Word?
Yeah, so for y'all that didn't watch that episode.
That's a classic one too.
That's a classic theory. Yeah. Christmas is based off that Anomita muscaria. So the red mushroom with the white dots, right?
Yeah.
It ties into symbolism of Christmas with Santa, red and white. Uh-huh. And also for the Christmas tree. Because remember, they used to pick them, put them on the Christmas tree
to
dry them before they can use them for the hallucinogenic experience.
Okay.
So it's like putting ornaments on the tree. Just like that.
I remember that one.
Yeah.
But have you heard of the ashwagandha too? I think Brandon's told you.
Oh, yeah. Yo, I take it. I take it.
What?
Yeah, I take it.
That ass?
Yeah.
The one that increases your penis size?
It's not just for that. It's like for testosterone. It's for like... It helps your stress levels.
Word?
Yeah, it manages like your cortisol.
Damn.
You don't take it?
No.
Nah.
No. Why?
Who takes it, Brandon?
I think so.
Oh shit! It works. It works.
It works. Like I guess you're more calm. What does it do?
It's like I don't know if it's a placebo though. Because I definitely would fall victim to placebo.
Yeah.
Like I'm not gonna lie. If power bands and shit.
Oh yeah.
Remember back in like 2007, 2008.
Yeah.
Used to have the power bands. Everybody in the NBA used to wear that shit. And it's like, okay,
I balance.
Put it on. You can like reach to the sky or some shit. Or like you can be more flexible, more fast.
Yeah, yeah.
So I remember we did a test like in grade 4.
Uh-huh.
So it was like a track and field type of like a demo, right? Yeah. Like it wasn't a trial, but we're just racing each other.
Uh-huh.
So we did it first. Mm-hmm. Without the power bands.
Okay.
And they're like, all right, put this shit on, bro.
Yeah, so
we turn on the timer. We ran it, bro.
Yeah.
We were faster.
What?
We were actually faster. But the thing is, it's definitely like a placebo because there's no truth to that hologram shit in the thing.
Yeah.
No way that's true.
Yeah. Because fam, I remember my friend was making fun of me.
Yeah.
Because he had the power balance on and I guess man's developed some type of ego.
Oh, right. It was like that.
They're like, yo, Gavin, you can't stand on one leg with like balance and shit.
Yeah.
I'm like, bro, what the hell, bro? I can do that shit. And I didn't do it. I'm like, yo, I caught this fam. I have to come to advance, bro.
No, because it's true. Because when you get it and then you have that kind of like experience where, okay, I'm unbeatable now.
Yeah.
It's not even just it has to work. Mm-hmm. If you believe in it, you'll do it.
That's true.
Oh, yo, there was this study that where they took two plants, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was like rice plants.
Yeah.
They had three of them. So one of them, they said really positive shit to it. Like, you're a great plant.
Okay.
you're an amazing plant. You're gonna grow big and strong. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then the other one, like, you're a shit plant.
You're not gonna do shit in life.
You're not gonna grow, whatever,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
And then the other one, they just left it.
Okay.
So the one that they said really, really positive stuff to,
no way.
It grew really well. Mm-hmm. And it blossomed.
Yeah.
It blossomed. And then the one they said all the negative stuff to, it rotted. And then the other one, where you didn't say anything to it,
yeah.
it just stayed the same.
What the heck? Yeah. That's like placebo to like a crazy degree.
No, but what if it's not a placebo? What if it's something else?
Okay, so how about we do this? If whoever gets their first baby in the future, the one she's still in the baby, we have two guys, right?
In the womb, we'll do a test.
So we'll tell one baby, it's like, you're going to do great things in life. And then like the other baby is like, nah, you're not. You're going to do shit. And then what if they turn out?
No, that'd be crazy. Because yo,
yeah.
if they do that with plants, that would definitely work for humans, bro.
Yeah.
That would definitely work for them.
Because as a baby, you're just soaking shit up.
Yo.
See, but you have to do it sneakily because the wife of that baby is going to be like, nah, you can't do this here. So when she's like chilling, you're going to be like, yo, you're not gonna turn it. She's sleeping. Yo, you ain't shit.
No, but there's definitely some pregnant women that do that, eh?
What?
Oh, yeah. Because I heard some of them even play music for them.
I was gonna say that.
And then they turn out to be an artist because mm-hmm. they listen to a lot of music.
They play like Bohemian Rhapsody or some shit. Like
Bohemian Rhapsody,
To calm them down. And then like they turn out to be like a crazy piano player in the future.
Damn, yeah, that'd be crazy, bro. Because honestly, a lot of these placebos,
it
might just be true in the sense of like, their mental, their mindset.
Yeah. I could just see you with your baby on the thing and you're just reading the 48 Laws of Power. The baby's gonna become the biggest menace.
Yo. Biggest menace. Biggest finesser, bro. No, biggest finesser.
He's definitely gonna be at the top. Like some like real like Illuminati controlling of the earth shit.
Okay, if you have a kid,
right,
are you gonna try and teach it a lot of like dark tactics that you've learned growing up, or would you only teach it the good?
Dark tactics?
Because I look at it like this now, because there's a lot of psychology and a lot of kind of shit with the mind that is might not be the most moral, you know?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And I don't know if I would want to teach my kid that stuff. Really? But I think I would want it to be their choice. Whether they want to fall into that.
Yeah, so like plant a book there and see.
Yeah. Something like that, right?
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like I would tell them the real, like what happens in real life. Like, yeah, you're going to get this. Some people are going to betray you. You're going to fall out of love with some people. You feel me? But yeah, dark tricks, I don't know. It's his choice.
Though. It's his choice, right? Yeah.
I'm not going to go out my way and tell him like, yo, okay, come here, son. This is how you do this. Or come here, daughter. This is how you play this guy. That shit, bro.
Yo, but what if that's the step that makes them great? Imagine.
I mean, we're all destined, so I'm gonna leave it up to God. I'm leaving it up to God still.
True. If you feel like it that day, you will.
Yeah, exactly. Like I said, I'm a teacher about life. Just the shit that they don't teach in school, because I never had that shit. I had to go research that shit myself.
Like street smarts?
Yeah, like street smart.
Word.
Because I'm still not very street smart. Like, can you go around Toronto without a map?
Yeah.
Really?
Like, I can, but like I'll find my way. You know?
Yeah, I don't think I could find my way without a GPS.
Really?
And that's something I've kind of been trying to work. Like, I'll just sit down and, like, study roads and maps. Because whenever I drive, people used to make fun of me before because I always used a GPS.
No, but that's not a big deal.
Yeah, I know. It's not a big deal. But I'm like, bro, if I'm really in Toronto, because I'm usually not in Toronto, but when I go in Toronto, I want to be able to, like, oh, this is where we're going.
Oh, next. You didn't take the TTC that much growing up.
Yeah, I
didn't. Oh, that makes sense.
Fam, wait, did you, when you grew up?
Yeah.
Because when I
used to take it when I was a kid.
Yeah, because I go to Ryerson, right?
Yeah.
So the first year, fam, I was like,
oh, word, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because I remember now.
Yeah, fam, I was like, what's northbound?
Oh shit.
And I'm calling my mom, like, because she's professional with this shit. She's like, no, you're on the southbound, take northbound. I'm like,
oh damn.
Smoke.
No, that makes sense now.
Yeah.
But one thing I think I'm gonna teach my kid. Mm-hmm. I think I'm just gonna teach him just like be happy. Like the most important thing I'm gonna teach my kid is just be happy. No matter what, no matter anything that happens, if you're happy with what you're doing, then you won. Like I don't care if you be a garbage man. I don't care if you go ahead and freaking shit. Be a stripper. You want to be a stripper? Be a stripper.
No way.
No, honestly, think about it. You're doing your child a disservice if you don't let them do what they want to do.
Yeah.
No matter how crazy their dream.
I'm just seeing it as the old generation, new generation, because I feel like parents from our generation will be more, what do you call this, lenient mm-hmm. with the stuff they go to, and it's more of a be happy instead of make money type thing.
Yeah.
Right? Because we've kind of figured out, like, okay, even though you're happy, money will follow, right? But, like, the old ways of thinking is, like, no, you got to be lawyer, doctor, this, that, right?
Yeah.
Do you think that, too?
Because, look at a lot of successful people, too. Mm-hmm. You hear all these stories, like, the big boss on Wall Street quit his job and then just became like a monk.
Yeah, yeah.
You heard those stories before. Mm. Like they leave all of their riches. They leave all of their wealth just to do something small because it makes them happy.
Yeah.
Cause I remember there was this, it was my religion teacher. Mm-hmm. He knew this student in his class and he wanted to be a carpenter, but he was so smart. And his parents said, no, you gotta go get your PhD, be a doctor, right?
Mm-hmm.
Go to med school, everything.
Yeah.
So take this in. Their parents said, if you do this, we'll buy you a house.
Oh, shit.
That's what they said. They're definitely rich. But like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
But he didn't even care. He still wanted to be a carpenter. But he did.
Mm-hmm.
He did all of that. He did all of the school. He did all of the med school.
Yeah.
Right? And then he ended up getting the house.
Yeah.
But quitting and then becoming a carpenter anyway.
Because
that's his true passion. He didn't give a shit about the money.
Yeah.
He didn't give a shit about that. Because even though he's smart enough, doesn't mean he's going to be happy doing it.
Yeah.
Right? Because
fam, you have to realize sometimes in your life where it's like, yo, am I doing this just to do this?
Mm-hmm.
Like, am I really happy? Like, I don't want to be doing this all the time, right?
Exactly.
You gotta find a balance. So, like, I've heard so many stories of people dropping out mm-hmm. and then coming back into something else. And mm-hmm. then that's when they find their true thing. Because they tried what their parents wanted, but then boom, they found another thing.
Yeah.
But I've heard more recent stories
mm-hmm.
of there's a lot of entrepreneurs coming up.
There's a lot.
A lot more.
There's a lot.
Because everyone's just starting their business now because I don't know why, but we've just found a way to make money. Like OnlyFans, shit like that.
It's because people start seeing others and then getting inspired.
Yeah.
Yo, that reminds me of, there's this theory I heard about SpongeBob, bro.
Okay.
No, listen. This ties in.
Okay.
So there's a theory that mm-hmm. SpongeBob was actually a scholar before he was a fry cook.
Word?
Yeah. So listen to this, bro.
Okay.
SpongeBob, we know, is notorious for what? Being happy.
Being happy, yeah.
Being happy. Remember that one episode? SpongeBob had the big ass library in his house.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Huge library. Crazy, all those books, right?
Yeah.
Now, there's another episode. He had like his closet mm-hmm. filled with awards, filled with like diplomas, medals, everything, right?
Yeah.
So it's speculated that SpongeBob was a scholar.
Yeah.
And he was either like somebody that won a Nobel Prize, someone really highly credited for his academic skill, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what happened was he shunned all of that because he was unhappy, because that stuff made him stressed out. That's why when he goes to driving school, he can't pass his driving test because that shit makes him so nervous.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah.
So take this in. So he's like, all that shit, I'm just gonna be happy living a small life with a normal job. That's why you worked at the Krusty Krab.
Oh shit.
Right? And if you think about it, he's not getting paid that much.
Fam, but he's hella happy.
He's
like
hella happy. For a reason.
Holy.
For a reason. So he probably has a backstory of following the normal path or following his school, his education.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not being happy. Maybe he even did like an exam that made him, what do you call it? He got PTSD.
Oh, PTSD.
Yeah, he probably got PTSD from doing a test, right?
Yeah.
And he's like, shit, I can't do that no more.
Man, yeah.
Right? Just leave it all. And maybe that's why he's best friends with Patrick. Patrick's not that smart.
Yeah. But they're always
happy. But he's happy. So happy.
Oh, right? Shit. So you think Squidward's still in college and shit?
I don't know.
No, that's no, that, job.
But Squidward's different though. Squidward's different because there's a theory that Squidward is Squidward's actually rich.
Yeah.
Because if you think about it, he's living in his house and he's working at the Krusty Krab. Doesn't pay him much.
Yeah.
Doesn't pay him much. Maybe he just inherited a lot of money.
Why is he working there?
I don't know. Because remember when he went to the Squillium neighborhood?
Yeah,
like all the Squidwards? It's all the Squidwards and shit?
Yeah.
Everybody's rich. Everybody's the same. And he's just like, it's not for me.
Yeah, that's true. But fam, you were talking about PTSD with tests.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, I remember whenever I take go to a Ryerson exam,
mm-hmm.
that train ride, and then you see the distillery district.
Oh, that gives you PTSD?
Fam, I get like, I don't know what it feels like, but it's bad.
Where?
Like, I just don't want to be there.
Nah, actually, I feel that too.
Yeah.
The more I think about it, I do feel that. Especially if it's in the morning.
Yeah.
Because that's when we're going down there to take our exams in the morning. Exactly.
And you had the iced coffee PTSD.
Go to that's the worst, bro. So I stopped drinking coffee. I don't drink any piece of caffeine unless it's like an energy drink once in a while. Once in a while, I take energy. But I never drink coffee because coffee reminds me
of a test,
of accounting. It reminds me of economics, bro. Damn. Anytime I get a McDonald's iced coffee, that's the worst because it literally tastes like stress. Like it's literally like liquid stress, bro.
No, I feel that though. Like some shit I can't eat before. Like if I had a bad test, I'm like, fuck, I can't eat like noodles before.
Yeah. Because then you're like, bro, you attach it to a feeling.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then it's drilled into your mind now. So you can't take it away.
Fact.
You can't separate that idea of it.
Fluffy bread, fresh tortillas, classic burger buns, and so many carbs. Carb fear is real. But Hero Bread makes healthier versions of the carb-heavy favorites we love most. We're talking fewer calories, 0 to 2 grams net carbs, 0 grams of sugar, and seriously, great taste. Made from a new recipe using heart-healthy olive oil and resistant wheat starch that acts as a prebiotic fiber to promote gut health, Hero Bread products have more of the dietary fiber and protein you want without the net carbs and sugar you don't. There's something for every craving. Sliced bread loaves, buns, and tortillas, plus monthly small batch drops of indulgent favorites with no compromise. Like the 2 gram net carb Hero croissant or the 1 gram net carb Hero cheddar biscuit. Don't skip out on your favorites. Just use Hero Bread. Get 10% off your order at hero.co with code HEROPOD at checkout. That's HEROPOD at HERO.co.
You know what I mean? And that happens a lot with smells too. Mm-hmm. Cause like I don't know if you had an ex that had a certain perfume, and then you smell it again, and like, oh shit!
No, that doesn't.
You don't have that? Me.
No, oh, I have it with songs. I can't listen to certain songs.
Oh, with my ex. Songs. Yeah. Okay.
I remember I was in the car with my friend fam, and then like some like hype song came on, but then it like reminded me of a moment. I'm like, bro, turn that shit off.
Oh really? Damn.
I got so mad, bro.
That sucks.
Yeah.
I don't do that with songs. I force myself not to do that with songs.
Really?
That would ruin music for me, bro.
Word. Because like it's actually a song I like, and I can't listen to it anymore because it's just like
memories, man, that's the worst. That's the worst. But I remember I had this memory. You know Moshi Monsters?
Oh, Moshi's? Yeah.
Moshi Monsters is like the computer game.
Yeah.
So I remember I used to go to like my aunt's house, and then they had a computer room. Mm-hmm. And the computer room, it smelled. It had this distinct smell.
Yeah.
It smelled like like a candle, but I don't know what candle. It might be like lavender or some shit, but it was mixed with something else in the room.
Okay.
But anyways, that smell, every time I smelt it, it brought me back to that moment of playing Moshi Monsters and like playing that exact game.
Yeah.
So years go by, that room isn't even a computer room anymore.
Word.
But I walk in, I smell it.
Yeah.
I'm like, yo, it reminds me exactly of that moment. Like, I'm playing Moshi Monsters.
That's fire.
It's literally like a flashback. Like, my eyes rolled back.
Damn, it's like orgasmic.
Yeah.
Orgasmic nostalgia.
Dead ass.
That's fire. No, but like, you know how everyone has their own, like, sense of smell?
What do you mean,
like,
sense
of
smell?
You know when you enter a person's house, like, they have their smell.
No, everybody has that. Yeah. Everybody has
I remember you called me odorless one time.
Oh, yeah, yo, you're actually odorless, bro.
Really?
I didn't smell nothing.
Really?
But I know you're, you know the door before your actual door?
Yeah, when you get the...
No. You know how people have the, like, the screen like a plastic, door?
Yeah, like screen door. And
the
then
screen
the
door. And then it's, like, a little, like, place where you have your shoes and shit.
Mm-hmm.
So, I have a Lola.
Yeah.
She has the exact same kind of setup with the house.
Okay.
And when I walked in the thing, it smelled exactly like yours. Like, maybe because of the food. Like, it smelled exactly to the T, bro.
It's got to be the food because we're all Filipino.
Yeah.
I hate the one I'm going out and then they start cooking like the smelly shit.
Oh,
and then
I go
into my
worst.
Friend's house and then like I smell like Filipino food.
Yeah, that's the worst, you know? Bro. That's when you get the Febreze and spray on you.
100%.
Right?
Yeah. And even Febreze doesn't even work.
No?
No.
Oh, man.
Like, it's that smell. Like, it sticks onto you.
Yeah, that's the worst, bro.
But yeah.
What else would you do? Like, bam, you got to just have separate clothes or something then. Just put in like a garbage bag.
That's kind of disrespectful. Your family?
I know. I remember my uncle, because we used to all live in this one house in Scarborough, right?
Yeah.
And it was literally my uncles, my aunts, my mom and my dad, my grandma and my grandpa. We were all living in the same house.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember when he wanted to go out, bro, he would get so pissed if like we were cooking and before 100. He went out.
Hundo.
Like, I remember being little, like specifically seeing him getting pissed. Getting pissed off.
He comes down, he sees...
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, that's your story?
Yeah, that's my story.
I thought you were gonna say like, oh, he changed clothes every single time.
No, you just get out and be pissed, bro. Oh, because you can't get it away with like cologne and shit.
Yeah.
No?
I don't know. I've been looking into more colognes and shit. Like, I've been studying colognes.
Saint colognes.
Yeah, like the Chanel de Bleu and the Dior Suave.
You know what? That shit got me. I bought some cologne.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the expensive one, bro. That's like almost $2. Mm-hmm. But I remember I watched hella videos before I bought that.
Yeah.
And I think that's what got me is like just explore going down that path of like, mm-hmm. oh, all the compliments you'll get, blah, 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 this and that, right? Mm-hmm. Yo, the marketing for cologne is crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy because take it in. Cologne's not even that special.
It's not.
It's just a smell.
Yeah.
And more times, like deodorant smells better than that shit.
Yeah.
Do you ever fall victim to like something like that where it was an impulse buy? Because that would, like buying that cologne was an impulse buy for me, bro.
Shit.
Biggest impulse buy?
No. I don't think so.
Even clothes too. I feel like
clothes a lot of times.
Yeah.
Because you know when you go to those flea markets, right? And you're there for so long.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, I don't want anything, but I'm gonna buy something because I'm here for so long.
No,
so
that makes sense. Like,
I'm just grab this and like pay the guy.
No, I do that too.
I have so much extra clothes that I have just because I impulse buy it.
Yeah.
And like, they don't even fit me and shit. It's just like, I just don't want to go home empty handed.
No, that makes sense, bro. Because you made the journey there and shit.
It's like going downtown, fam. If you leave
empty handed,
like that was a waste of a day.
Damn. But then there's a dark way of looking at that. Like, what? Yo, you only went there for materialistic shit.
Oh.
Flip the script, bro.
Shoot the button.
Flip the script. You know what I mean?
That's true. Straight up. Nah.
Yeah, because look, if your purpose was going down and getting clothes and getting something checked off your list, that's mm-hmm. something different.
Okay.
But if your day is just like, I'm going to go downtown and have a good day, or like, I want to go shopping.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, why do you go shopping?
To buy shit.
To buy shit, right?
Yeah.
Because what? No, you want it, but because what? You want it because it makes you happy.
Oh, makes me happy, yeah.
Makes you happy. It fulfills like a need you want, right? Mm-hmm. It fulfills like that craving.
Yeah.
In a sense, right?
Mm-hmm.
So let's say you go shopping, right? If you go shopping and then you have a shit time, then what was the point of going shopping?
There was no point, right?
There was no point. Yeah. So then you wasted your day there, right? But listen, just because you bought something, we shouldn't attach buying something to happiness. Because if you put that's why we fall into that impulse buy.
100.
It's because we attach it to like, okay, I'm gonna buy this, so I feel happy now. Happy. I feel happy now.
Okay.
But more times that shit didn't make you happy, right?
Yeah.
So instead, you just go down there. If you're not feeling it, then just leave.
Yeah.
Just leave and then do something else. Bro, I feel like the best shit to spend your money on is not even clothes. Not even cars, nothing like
food,
that.
Food alive?
Not even food.
Really?
Not even food.
Really?
I think the best thing to spend your money on is like experiences. Whether it be going to an amusement park.
Oh, yeah.
Going to an escape room.
Yeah.
Going, because a lot of people say, let's get bubble tea as an experience, bro. I mean, like, I guess, but it's like, it's so based. It's like, what? Yeah.
No, but in Ontario, that's what you can do. You feel me? So that's what you go for your experience.
No, but you can come up with so much better shit. Like
the beach or something like that.
Let's go watch some clouds, or like, let's go paint. Yeah. You know what I mean? Let's go adventure into like an alleyway.
No, that's fire. I don't know why why haven't you said that yet?
What?
Instead of bubble tea, since we always get bubble tea, why don't you just be like,
no, I'll give you all of these options. I'm like, yo, let's go play airsoft in the park.
Okay.
Let's go boxing in the park.
Yeah.
Bam, I have the best motives, bro. Yeah, you guys just want it. Fishing. Let's go fishing, bro. Let's go look for geodes. I told Mans to go look for, these guys don't want to do it.
It's just all bubble tea.
And you know, and you know what? It's because it's so drilled.
Yeah.
It's so drilled and it's not something to post.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're like, I don't want to do it.
Yeah.
Because most people don't want to do it because it's not something that's accepted.
Yeah.
Feel me?
Those Chun Chun rice dogs that everyone just goes out like for their motive now.
Yo.
Just to post.
Yeah, exactly. There you go.
Not going to lie, they're bomb though, but like.
No, they're pretty good. They're pretty good. I'm not going to lie.
But yeah, fam, that's crazy.
Because I think that's what we're falling into is the fact of, a lot of people are doing it.
Mm-hmm.
I want to post about it too. You know what I mean? But then it's like, it's so, everybody has the same experience now. And then what differentiates yourself from like the other person when you go out?
Because that's mostly social media, bro. Because I've tried to take off like time, but I can't. It's like addicting, fam.
You know what, bro?
What?
I don't really post on my story when I do all this shit. Maybe I should just post it.
Why? To make people think?
No, to like open their mind.
Yeah. Bro, no, because like I hate those guys though who because sometimes I'll be in the house and shit,
yeah,
and then I'll see like everyone's out, right? Boom, restaurant, boom, restaurant, boom, restaurant. I'm like, fuck, man, like I feel sad now because I'm not at a restaurant. You feel me? Don't be those type of guys.
No, not going to a restaurant. I mean, like, oh, we're out here collecting rocks. Like, no, who's doing that?
You know what I mean? You're gonna post on your story, you collecting rocks?
Yeah, why not? Why not?
That's different.
Exactly.
That's
different. Yo, we're out here shooting bow and arrows.
Yeah. No, the one I mean? Saw you post like your sister doing the archery shit. Like, that was kind of cool.
Yeah, exactly. It's a little bit more different, and it's more like, all right, think about it this way. Instead, we can go out, we can go to a restaurant, do some regular shit.
Yeah.
That's like a regular thing. If you want to spend your day right, do something memorable. How do you make it memorable? Fact. That should be the first question you ask yourself when you go out.
Yeah, or your group, fam.
Yeah. Yeah. How do you make it memorable?
I know.
No?
Because you know the usual, when you sit down at a restaurant, everyone gets their food. All right, phone's out.
Yeah. They do the
pano.
Yeah.
They do the pano. That shit's so annoying. I remember we were at Buffalo Wild Wings, and the shorty took out his phone and calls like, you're ready
to eat. You're like, I don't give a shit.
You're ready to eat, but then Mikael's like, and then you eat.
Bro,
you're so against it, fam.
Damn, because like, I guess it's good to hold the memory of being together.
That
for real. Like, I hold dear in my heart. Like, I love those company, moments where everybody's here.
Yeah,
everybody showed up. We don't usually see everybody like that.
Yeah,
so moments like that is special. But when it's just like, I don't know, man. Just a regular.
I know. Like, okay, we do this like every Tuesday. Why are you taking a video every Tuesday type shit?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
But then again, there's not so much you could have done because of quarantine. Mm-hmm. But now everything's opening up. I better see some creative shit y'all are doing outside. No, I want to see some creative shit.
I feel like quarantine made us be more creative. Like, people are going, I haven't seen so many picnics. Everyone's a picnic person now.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone's going to like exploring woods. Like, bro, like, none of that shit happened before.
Yeah, which is good, though.
Yeah.
Which is good. Because I'm more of a... Because I tell you this all the time. Like, I like being outside rather... Or, like, I like being in nature rather than the city.
Yeah.
Because for me, the city is just, like, I don't know. Because why do you love the city so much?
I don't know. It's just... Fuck, the hustle and bustle, man. Like, I just like shit going on around me. It makes me feel, like, more, I guess, excited. Because, fam, New York.
Yeah.
In New York, I don't know if you saw, but they're always doing shit, like... They had a snowball fight in the winter. Like,
oh, yeah, that's dope.
And, like, water balloon fights in the summer.
That's
like,
pretty dope.
Like, the city. Like, I'm trying to be there, but you feel me? It's like, it's weird.
Yo, there's
that shit doesn't happen in Toronto. That's what I'm trying to say.
Well, there's other things. Because they do, like, the polar bear swim. They do, like, the naked bike ride and shit.
Okay, but, like, fam, like, I'm talking about water balloon fights and you're talking about naked bike rides.
No, but I mean, like, there is shit to do. It's just we're not doing that.
Man. Yeah, yeah.
But, yo, there's this thing. I was in Arizona.
Okay.
Right? This was 2 years ago. And there was this thing going on for the seniors. I think it's the seniors. Where everybody walks around with, what do you call those? Floaties.
Yeah.
Floaties are like, you know, the inflatable tubes.
Yeah.
So they walk around with that. I'm like, yo, why are they walking around with that? And my cousin told me. So there's this thing in senior year.
Okay.
It's called, it's like water assassin, something like that. Leave in the comments what it's exactly called. But
okay.
This is how it goes. So... If you're caught without wearing your floaties,
yeah,
and you okay, yo, so take this in. Okay. So there's like a hit list.
No,
there's like a hit list. It's like, okay, you're assigned to this person. You're assigned to this person. You're assigned to this person. Somebody's trying to do a hit on you with water. So they're either gonna throw like water balloons or a water gun at you, right?
Uh huh.
So they set you up, bro. And then another person is assigned to you. So you're being chased at the same time.
Yeah.
Right? So if you get caught without your floaties or your thing, your tube, then that's when you're open for an attack.
That's
so if they catch you lacking in the public, then they can do it to you.
So it's like a never ending chase. Like, exactly. Oh, you
so if you're at work, you're wearing the floaties, they can't touch you. But if you aren't wearing the floaties, they can get caught.
There's a more extreme version of that.
Yeah.
In Chicago, where they're like, keep it strapped. Are you strapped, bro? And so they would walk up, like, put the windows out. You strapped? And
then
the guy would pull out a bigger gun, right?
Bro.
And then they're like, yo, are you strapped? A bigger gun.
That's Chicago, though, bro.
That's Chicago. Yeah, but New York.
That's a different level.
Fam, have you heard of, like, the riot raves?
The riot raves? Nah.
Yeah, so there was this thing in New York, right? You know ASAP Rocky?
Yeah, of course.
So he threw this, like, it was a whole, like, marketing campaign for V-Lone, right? The big V on the sweater, right? So in their campaign, you would trade in your ID card for a sweater.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then, like, this was more of, like, marketing for the youth.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, they would riot everywhere. So when the news channels would zoom in on the kids, like, picking up shit, like throwing shit, it would be the V-Lone sweater.
Oh, but that's bad, bro.
And the crazy thing is, like, they tore up the whole New York through the five boroughs.
Oh, that's messed up.
It was crazy, fam. Like, people died that day.
That's fucked, bro.
And then all you see in the news, people with Velo shirts, and that's how they marketed it.
Damn. See, that's smart at the same time.
It's smart, but it's like...
But it's like, why would you want... You know?
Yeah.
There's a line.
Yeah.
There's a line, and sometimes people cross the line or just go straight to the edge, but like... Mm. Something like that, where it's playing with people's lives, or it's playing with like businesses, yeah, or shit that costs money. You know what I mean? I don't know. I wouldn't play around with that.
Fam, like it
is fun though.
Yeah, they would jump on random cars and shit like throughout the streets.
Mm-hmm.
It was just all kids.
But that's a mob mentality, bro. Like if I'm in there, I don't want to say I'm going to be doing the same thing, but if I was younger.
Oh, 100%.
If I was younger and then everybody's doing it around me, I'm like, shit, you know?
Especially if ASAP tells, yo, go take out the trash. I'm doing that. That's ASAP Rocky. What the hell?
Exactly.
Yeah.
But that's when you have to be like, okay. It's a classic. Would you jump over a bridge?
Oh, if your friends did it, hell yeah, I'm doing it. If I'm with the mob, what the hell? Because I'm gonna be like labeled as a pussy if I don't do it.
Yeah, because that's so hard, right? Like the would you jump over a bridge if your friends did it? Like,
yeah,
if everybody else was talking about it after.
Mm-hmm. Have you had those situations where it's like, if he's gonna do it, I'm gonna do it?
You know what? Never. Honestly, I don't think I did. Like, and that's not being just like cocky and shit. Yeah. Like, I don't think I did. Cause I always you anytime I ask you for advice and shit, even I ask anybody, any of my friends for advice.
Oh, you're so right. You don't follow it.
I don't follow it.
Yeah.
Like I'll get your opinion, but I just always do like what I want to do.
Bro, Carlos does that shit all the time. It would be like, yo, Gavin, give me advice on like, yo, what shoes should I buy?
Yeah.
I would tell him this one shoe, he would go buy the other. I'm like, all right, bro. Why do you ask?
I don't know. That's the thing. Cause I feel like it's one. Yo, listen.
Are you a Taurus?
No. I don't want to say I'm a sociopath.
Yeah.
But yo, because my dad told me this thing.
Yeah.
How sociopaths, they'll do something to kind of assimilate to the population, mm-hmm, to kind of look normal. So they'll take on tendencies.
Yeah.
Just to look normal. Mm-hmm. So maybe I just do that just because it's like that's what people do.
Holy shit. Yeah, I'm sitting right beside this guy and he's telling me, I have sociopath tendencies.
No, I'm not saying that, bro.
Yeah.
Okay, sociopath and psychopath are different, though.
Sociopath and psychopath? What's the difference between
sociopath is in a social setting.
Okay.
So sociopath is...
He would try to act normal, like, with the people?
Yeah. So they're smart enough to hide it.
Okay.
And then psychopath is just, local, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's the difference. That's the difference.
Okay.
But I'm not saying I'm a psychopath or a sociopath. I'm not saying that. Yeah. I'm not saying that. but maybe it's just my personality where, like, I'm going to ask you because, like, that seems like the thing to do.
Because
you see all this happen in the movies. Like, oh, yo, what should I do with this girl or whatever, right? But realistic, I don't really care.
Yeah, that's true.
But it's fun.
Yeah. Isn't there a thing where it's like you can tell a sociopath by the eyes or
sociopath
some shit like that?
By the eyes.
By like the creepy eyes. Like if you never seen me before and I just went like this, but do you think I'm a sociopath?
I don't know. I never heard that before. Word. Never heard that before.
Because right now, looking at you after you said that, it might be just be placebo, but like I'm kind
of. Nah, it's just because I said it, bro. It's because I said it.
I'm kidding. I'm literally staring at your eye like.
No, but there are certain people where you just like look at them, mm-hmm, but I think it is in the eyes. That's where you can tell like they're a little bit unhinged or something.
Eyes never lie, Chico.
A lot of Scarface, bro.
Yeah. What was that? Was that the quote about like the psychopaths? Is that what he said?
No, he was talking Scarface, Tony Montana.
Yeah,
he was talking Montana. about girls.
Oh, okay.
So that in the eyes they never lie. Mm-hmm. Like so he went to this club, and then Tony Montana was hitting on this girl. And she was like, oh, f*** off. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't like you, whatever.
Uh-huh.
Dirtbag. And then he's like, in the eyes that never lie, right?
Yeah.
Later on in the movie, who does he get with?
Oh, the girl?
That girl.
What?
Mm-hmm.
But maybe it's just fate. How does he know?
No, because I don't know. The theory is like, you can just see someone's soul through their eye.
Really?
You can see someone's soul through their eye. Like, you can see kind of their life, what they've been through. Because if you look at somebody that's, let's say, on the street,
mm-hmm,
and then let's say they were on the street before, made it out, and then now they're like successful. If you look at them in the eye, you might be able to tell they've been through that shit.
Really?
Because if you look at somebody that is poor, they have a certain way they look. You know what I mean? I don't know if you notice. Like anytime you see someone homeless downtown, do you look at them?
Not really.
Because I actually look at them, bro.
Word.
I look how they're feeling. I look either if they're in that position because they want it to be like do the choices they're made.
Yeah.
Or whether it was something that was done because I make my own story in my head.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I just do this for myself. I hope like no one takes offense to it, but like I'll look at somebody, I'll be like, man, maybe he's like that because he went down this road and then like, shit, you got unlucky with this.
Okay.
I mean,
like you kind of give them I kind of benefit of the doubt.
Yeah. No, okay. I kind of make up a story. I'm like, damn, he's probably down on luck because he looks like this.
Okay, okay.
And then that's when like, okay, I'll help him out a bit, you know? Yeah. But and then I look at somebody else and then they look like they're just trying to get money or they're trying to like, you know, they could be doing something else.
Yeah.
Because you know those people? You know those people that ask for money?
And then they have a Louis Vuitton bag
on? Yeah. They have like headphones. They have like...
I'll tell you a story right after that.
Mm-hmm. So those type of people, they cheese me because it's like you're taking people's kindness away.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
you know?
There's some people that are really struggling. They really need it. Mm-hmm. And then I definitely want to give to those people that actually need it rather than people that are just getting a quick buck. Yeah, no?
Fam, I was downtown right one day, right?
Yeah.
And I was in the cafeteria, like the eating center.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had my plate of food, right?
Yeah.
I was just me. And there was two guys that came up to me, like, I guess like 30 or like 25, 30,
mm-hmm.
right? And they're like, yo, fam, can I get some money? Bro, I look at him, Gucci bag, Gucci hat. I'm like, word. I'm looking at my plate of food. I'm like, excuse me, say that again. He was like, yo, can I get some money for some food? I'm like, fam, look at what you're wearing. Mm. I didn't say that in my head. I'm scared for my life because I'm like, they're going to rob me or some shit.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, no, I don't have any money. Right. And I'm being rude to them. Like,
yeah.
He's like, yo, this guy's being mad rude. Right. So I go and they keep looking at me when they're walking away.
Mm.
I'm like, oh shit. I exit the Ean Center. I see them waiting. I'm like, oh fuck. I go back in the Ean Center.
Yeah. Good thing, bro.
See, awareness. If I didn't have that awareness.
Cause that's street smarts right there. That's street smarts.
I'm proud of myself for that. Still.
That's good.
Because younger me would have just walked back. Hey, what's up, man?
Nah, you don't do that. You gotta be aware of your surroundings, especially in moments like that where any confrontation, right?
Yeah.
Cause I feel like the reason people don't have street smarts is because they never been confronted like that.
Have you though?
Yeah. Well, certain things. But you also have to put yourself in a position where you don't look like a target at the same time.
Yeah.
Like,
okay. I do that.
would you walk up on me? You know what I mean?
No.
Like, you know how the way I walk?
Yeah.
Because people say I have a funny walk, right?
Yeah.
People say I have a funny walk.
You're like, it's like a trot. It's like a trot.
Yeah. But I look like I walk with a purpose, you know what I mean? Or like I look like,
yeah.
I look like I have somewhere to go.
Yeah, exactly.
I look like I have somewhere to go or like people are waiting on me.
Mm-hmm.
So if you walk around just like nonchalant, oh, I have nothing to do today.
Then it's like, oh, easy robbery.
Easy target. Yeah. Easy target. Because then you look like, oh, this guy's just like a nice guy. He doesn't have anywhere to go. Yeah. That's a target right there.
That makes sense. Because you're not going to like, see these business guys that are walking around,
mm-hmm.
bro, in the financial district, you're not gonna stop them.
Yeah,
they got fucking time.
Mm, they got time.
yeah. I mean, they don't have time.
Yeah, they don't have time. But like, they look like if they're smart enough to be in that position, they're smart enough to learn a couple 1-2. You know?
Yeah, I know exactly, bro. And I that's what I'm saying. Like, bro, if I wasn't aware, bro, and I. Someone told me this before because I was walking down like these like streets of Toronto and I'm always like looking around and they was like, yo, Gavin, stop looking around. But like, we're
no, cool. But you're always like that, bro.
I know.
You're always like
I
that.
I know. It's like,
but you look scared though. Like,
I know. Fuck.
You know, when I'm in the elevator sometimes and I see you, I'm like, yo, you good?
I don't know, man. It's like, I'm always like, I don't know. It's like if I'm in the open and I see a lot of people, I'm kind of like.
Yeah.
I'm always ready for something to happen to me.
Word. Okay.
Which is bad. I have to stop that.
No, but that's good. It's good at the same time. Because you know, I have anxiety, right?
Word?
Yeah, you knew this, bro. You knew this. I had anxiety attack last.
Okay, yeah. I knew you had anxiety attack, but I didn't know like, you actually had anxiety.
No, so, and even in high school, I don't know if you know this, but I had anxiety for a long time, but I just learned how to stay calm, or I just learned how to not show it.
Mm.
But deep down, I feel like the people that do have anxiety are like, they know what's up. Mm-hmm. Like they can see through my armor. And then that's when I'm like, oh shit, they know.
Oh. If someone's like deeply staring at you, you're like, oh shit. Like you crawl up in the ball.
But at the same time, I don't know. It depends how I'm feeling at the moment.
Yeah.
It depends how I'm feeling. Sometimes I don't give a shit.
Is there an instance where you're like, oh shit, he's got me, bro.
You know, there's this one classmate I had.
Yeah.
And then I was nervous for a test, right?
Yeah.
I was nervous for a test. And he felt, it seemed like he wasn't nervous at all.
Mm-hmm.
But in the way he in his voice, you know how you can look like
you can like prop up and be like, nah, this
you look confident,
light.
You look confident, right?
Mm-hmm.
And yo, I was looking at him, I'm like, okay, this guy, he looks like he knows what he's doing, but I don't know because the way he's speaking, the way I see it in myself, what I see in myself, I see in him. So I'm like,
you already know
this guy doesn't really. So we do our exam. You know the times I like look over?
Yeah. You always do that shit, bro.
I always go take a step
back. Is that why you do that?
Nah, it's not. That's not why I do that.
Because I'll be so stressed and then Carlos, like literally random time. He'll sit back. I'm like, wait, fam, there's 25 minutes left.
No, I don't know. I just always do that.
I
do that kind of a way to just like take a step back and then relax.
Okay.
And I think about it, right?
Oh, shit.
Take a break. Take a break. Because if you're always go,
yeah,
then I don't know. You don't get the same brain flow or like the blood flowing through your brain, right?
Yeah.
Because you're too excited. Mm-hmm. Right? So take a break.
Yeah.
As I do it, I look over and who do I see doing the same thing?
Oh, the guy?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's just like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's when I know, because if I'm doing this,
yeah,
that means I don't know what the fuck's going on in the exam, bro. You think I do that for fun?
That's what I thought.
No, bro. I don't know what's going on, bro.
And you see the exact same, like, yeah, we all the same wavelength.
Exactly.
That's funny, bro.
Exactly. That's why you see me do it in chemistry.
I thought you were just taking like a mental break, but it's like, shit, you really...
No, it is a mental break, but it's a mental break because you don't know what's going on. and then those moments too, that's when like you try and sneak a little bit of...
Oh, yeah, the one too is like, oh, okay.
The look over at the paper.
Yeah.
You know?
I can see that like fear through fighters, definitely through Taekwondo.
Mm-hmm.
Like I remember this guy, right? It was the finals.
Yeah.
Right? And he just saw me beat up this like guy 3 feet taller than me.
Word,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I see him... roaming back and forth before the fight. His parents are so nervous. They're trying to pep talk him, right?
Yeah.
Whole time, I'm just looking, right? Uh-huh. I'm looking, right? And then, boo, we start the fight. All that, he tries to like, he tries to scream and shit.
Yeah,
I'm like,
bro.
I see, I know. And once I hit him with the first kick, he fell. And then he like faked an injury to get out of the match.
Really?
We'd even last two rounds. It was one round.
Damn, bro. Because, yeah, I had a similar moment when somebody did a scream.
Yeah. Bro, I hate those mans, bro.
It's funny because it's when they do the scream, that's when they're down bad.
Yeah. That's exactly what I'm saying. Like, I know you're hurting. It's like you're scared.
Yeah.
But you try to, no.
All right. Speaking of fighting, when you knock somebody out, or let's say you knock somebody out, like in a fight in a UFC, whatever.
Yeah.
What's your move? What do you do? Like, you knock somebody out. What do you do? Do you celebrate?
I used to do a celebration.
Yeah. What do you do?
I don't know. I'll just be like, whatever comes to my head first. Like the Superman.
Mm-hmm.
That was my infamous. I would go like this.
Yeah.
Superman. Yeah.
So I heard this on Joe Rogan.
Mm-hmm.
So when Joe Rogan, he knocked out this kid in a Taekwondo match, right?
Okay.
You know, Joe Rogan is a Taekwondo champion, right?
Yeah.
So he knocked some kid out with a Taekwondo.
Okay.
With a Taekwondo kick, like a nasty ass kick.
Mm-hmm.
Knocked him out. And then he said when he knocked him out, he was looking at all of the other opponents that were lined up. Because that's how it goes, like a tournament.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like other people you're going to fight.
Yeah,
same
next
day.
Yeah.
You're next, right? So he said, when you knock somebody out cold like that, you don't get too excited. You just act like
you've done this before.
That's the regular.
Yeah.
Because if you do that and you don't give no freaking excitement to it,
that's a psychopath.
That's a real killer.
Yeah.
That's a real killer. It's like,
yeah,
damn. Something like that, people go crazy. You know, I got it. Right?
Yeah.
But him, he's like, nah, that's just regular. That's just work.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are going to get the same thing.
Yeah.
You know?
100%. You know the movie Karate Kid?
Yeah.
Where Jaden Smith was like, every time he's like, knocks someone down, he makes a face. And Jackie Chan's like, no face.
Yeah, right? Yeah, he said that.
Yeah. No celebration. Come on. And
yeah.
Then, like, he would go on. Because as I grew up and like as I developed more, like, I guess I started fighting more.
Mm-hmm.
Like all the celebration shit went out the window because I do it so often. It's like,
yeah.
Like, you know, Damian Lillard.
Yeah.
When he hits since he hits so many buzzer beaters, fam, every time he hits one now.
Yeah, nothing.
It's calm. And like people know him for doing that. That's why.
Because you want to show everybody else. Like,
it's like, it's easy, you know?
That's why I do.
Yeah. Ice in the veins. Like, this is nothing to me.
Exactly.
Yeah. But I have to improve like pressure moments like that. I feel like when I'm put in situations with a lot of pressure and like I have to make a quick decision, it's still kind of like iffy for me. I'm like, fuck, I always kind of make the wrong one.
Like quick decision as in like you don't have time to decide?
Yeah. I don't know. Like even like small shit, like fuck, do I hop on the streetcar when it's closing? Like,
yo, you know what? I feel like a lot of people, especially me when I was younger, I would do that all the time. I'd second guess myself.
Yeah. I always second guess.
Like, do I do it? Do I not do it?
Yeah.
And then I feel like when you get into that, that's when the anxiety builds up, bro.
Yeah, I know.
That's when you get anxiety because you doubt yourself.
Yeah.
And I think when you doubt yourself, that's when you just do yourself the biggest disservice, and then you can just fuck up on your shit, yeah. even though you're gonna do amazing. Yeah. And look at Conor McGregor, look at all these fighters. It's the moment where they big it up so much,
yeah.
and then they have to perform and kind of show exactly what you said is gonna happen.
Uh-huh.
That's when there's so much more pressure, right? You have to live up. You have to live up to your word.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same, okay, would you say it's smarter to keep it public? Or would it be smarter to keep it secret?
I don't know. I feel like it's a good in-between. Because mm-hmm. you know, before you fight, yeah. right? You get that, like, you're nervous, but at the same time, you're still kind of trying to calm yourself. Mm. I feel like nerves are good, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because if you're nervous, that means you're alive.
You're alive. I mean? Yeah,
you're
yeah,
alive.
Yeah.
You're aware. Ready, you're aware. Because yeah. if you're not nervous, that means you're not ready. Mm-hmm. Right? That means you're just chilling, and that's yeah. no good. That's no good.
Yeah.
So, but here's my thinking of it, right? Mm-hmm. Is it better to say it and speak it into existence? Or is it better to just be quiet and let it happen, whatever happens?
I feel like it's better just let it happen.
Just let it happen, huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What do you think?
I don't know. That's the thing. That's a question I'm wondering now.
Yeah.
Because I see fighters, some fighters, they just say, I'm going to knock you out second round comes. Boom. Mm-hmm. Knockout. Then there's the other fighters like, I'm going to kill you in the ring.
Yeah.
Conor McGregor.
Yeah.
I'm going to kill you in the ring.
Mm-hmm.
This guy broke his own ankle. Yeah, I mean, it's almost like karma.
I feel like there's more consequences or a higher risk
when you say it. Okay.
Because it's like, oh, bro, if I'm predicting second round, I got to do it now. I got to stick to my word. Mm-hmm. And it's worse that you lose.
Yeah.
Fuck, now you're getting clowned. You're a meme now.
Yeah. And then remember Bryce Hall?
Oh,
Bryce Hall's like,
nah,
I'm a fighter, blah, blah.
See,
and at the end of the fight, he got rocked.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I'm not a fighter.
Yeah. So there was Bryce Hall and that other guy who fought FaZe Jarvis.
Oh, the guy, Michael, whatever.
Michael, yeah. The guy who fought FaZe Jarvis was calm. Like, he was like, I don't want this real beef. You know, I'm going to just let it happen.
Yeah.
Right? But I could see, I don't know if you could see through, who's like the main guy? Bryce Hall,
mm-hmm.
like, bro, there was no way he was just trying to put out this act.
No,
he
but was I think at the same time he really had an ego, or he had that mindset,
yeah,
like he thought he was the top.
I feel like he just wanted to be like Jake Paul, and Jake Paul just wants to be like McGregor. Like this whole line, right. People just want to be braggart because they want to sell
yeah.
tickets.
Yeah, yeah, and you see a lot more people are getting into the sport though. I kind of like that.
Oh, a lot, yeah,
yeah.
I wonder what's the next sport going to be.
The next sport,
because it's traveled from.
It was basketball.
It was
basketball.
Yeah, everyone's doing basketball 1v1s.
Mm-hmm.
Now boxing. Now what can go past to boxing?
MMA. It has to be MMA.
No, I don't think it's going to get
I think MMA. It will be eventually.
Yo, I hope it does taekwondo, bro, so I can
fight. Nobody's going to do just taekwondo. Nobody's going to do that.
I don't know. I want to do that.
Yeah, just you. Who else is going to do that? No, but I think there's a chance in the future if yeah. everybody's getting into boxing, eventually it's going to be MMA.
MMA.
Because if you get the right fighters in.
Oh, what if it goes to like some 5v5, get your 5 airsoft or like paintball battle?
Oh, that'd be sick.
That would be, we should start that shit.
No, they should do that like, you know those MLG people?
Oh, yeah.
They should do it in the game and then they should do it in real life. That'd be sick. I would want to watch that.
No, but you know those guys.
I tune in.
The saying is like, oh, if you're good on like the game, on like Call of Duty,
mm-hmm.
if you pick up a real gun, you're not going to be good at it.
No, that's so true. That's so yeah. true. A lot of people think it's easy. A lot of people think it's easy. It's not easy, bro. It's only easy because you don't feel shit coming at you, bro.
Bro, I remember like first picking up a gun, I didn't even know how to hold it correctly. And
yeah.
then in Black Ops, you're like, oh, okay, yeah, look at my player. I'm so sick, right? I'm doing all these 360s, right? And then I can't even shoot straight in real life, bro.
Yeah, I have a story for you.
Yeah.
So I went paintball, mm-hmm. and I was out with my cousins.
Yeah.
And what happened was we played really late, and us and another group were the last people left.
Yeah.
Now this other group,
yeah.
they were like ex-military.
Oh, shit.
They were ex-military. They were like...
Did you know that at the time, though?
They told us. Oh, they told us, like, yeah, we train here, whatever. So take this in. We're just like, all right, okay, well, let's play a match. Let's play a match. Okay. Just have fun, right?
Yeah.
Bro, I'm telling you, mm-hmm. you don't realize until you're actually there. It's just like a boxing fight.
Yeah.
Like you think you can throw a punch until you get hit like that.
Oh my God. Then you shell up, bro.
You think you can box until you get hit like that.
Yeah.
Bro, these guys were hitting us like from the side angles, yeah. like pop, pop, pop. You just peek a little, pop, pop, pop.
Yeah.
Bro, our team lost within like the first minute.
That, yeah. Makes sense.
He got lit up, bro.
If they got lit up, they gotta quit whatever they did. Like I don't trust the military no more because I'm fucking smoking them, and they're telling me they're ex-military, bro. Come on, bro.
And then, fam, I give so much like respect, especially to those type of people, because mm-hmm. not only is it a sport that not a lot of people do, mm-hmm. it's really like, it's really a talent.
Yeah.
It's a talent to be calm in those situations.
Yeah.
It, and that type of mindset or that type of skill, you can probably take, let's say, a Navy SEAL, mm-hmm. put him into basketball, he'll be a great basketball player.
Yeah.
Probably.
Fam, because the if you look at the root mm-hmm. of everything, it's their discipline.
Yeah.
Right? So mm-hmm. I feel like that, you know, when they're screaming at him, get down, mm-hmm. right? And they do it, right?
But they're calm.
It's calm. It's mm-hmm. all calm. And I feel like during quarantine, I've been losing my discipline. Like, even though I don't want to do something, I won't do it. And like, I'm lazy. But before, I remember when I was taking Taekwondo,
yeah.
I felt like I could do whatever I wanted because yeah. I had that type of discipline.
That's important, bro. That's important.
100%. That's one thing, since we're back to the kid stuff. Mm-hmm. One thing I'm going to teach my kid, discipline, 100%.
Oh, for sure, bro. Mm-hmm. And putting them into those type of sports, like combat sports, mm-hmm. that's where you get a lot of discipline.
Yeah.
Because you get a lot of discipline where you know you're not the best.
Yeah.
Or you know there's somebody that can always be better
yeah,
than you.
Yeah. You're getting thrown out in the water and it's like, oh shit, I learned it now.
Yeah, you know the real dangers. Because look, you put somebody, like a regular guy on the street, into a street fight, he's going to think he can fuck somebody up if he's never been in a fight before. Mm. But it's only until he gets into a fight, he realizes what a fight is.
Yeah.
I mean, when he gets hit, that's when he realizes that's what a fight is like.
Yeah.
Right? So that's why it's so important you put your kids into these situations where they're able to adapt and kind of learn with, okay, let's say you get into boxing, you get into Taekwondo.
Yeah.
You take those lessons and you bring it to every single thing you go into. Yeah. And that's what I try and do like the most. Just take like everything I've learned and translate it into a different hobby. Mm-hmm. Into a different sport, a different like sector in business, whatever I can. Eh?
There was this thing that I always do because like the discipline thing. Mm-hmm. Whenever I go up to like a person's parent or an elder, yeah. I'll say yes, sir. Because in my class, I will say master is considered sir.
Oh,
and people made fun of me for it, but I'm like, no, that's just like, it's respect, like respect and discipline. Respect. You feel me? So I'm always gonna say yes, miss, yes, ma'am. You feel me?
Yeah. But no, yeah. That's so true. That's
yeah,
so true.
And people like the parents love it though because it's like, oh, this is a good kid, mm-hmm. you know. But now it's like, fuck, man. Like, even I can see, like, I don't want to roast, like, the new generation kids.
Yeah.
But the discipline is not the same, bro.
Like, in the school?
Yeah. No. Like,
Taekwondo?
Like, even just Taekwondo teaching. Like, everyone's like, if I tell them to do 10 push-ups, they'll be like, I don't want to do it. Mm. Right? Before, if I said, I don't want to do it, I'm getting spanked by something, bro. You feel me? And, yeah, like, that's where we learn the discipline. But, like, the new generation has so much potential. If they get their discipline right, game over, bro.
Yeah. Yo, there's this one story I heard of a Navy SEAL. Mm-hmm. The Navy SEALs, when they train, their best skill is just learning. Mm-hmm. They're like, number one thing is learning fast.
Oh, absorbing it like really quick?
Yeah. So they can probably learn a language in the span of two days.
Oh,
learn a whole language. Put them in a situation like, okay, you gotta go in this spot of China, speak mm-hmm. their dialect. Boom.
Oh, shit.
They'll be able to do it because their skill is to learn fast.
Yeah.
They'll memorize a building, every single corner, every single object in the room, every single advantage point.
Yeah.
Within like a couple hours, less.
That's crazy.
And that's a job though. That's a job. Yeah. That's why it's like the elite of the elite.
Yeah. I wish I had that shit, bro, too. Cause like, bro, procrastination, bro. Like, yo, I do like 5 minutes of work and then I'm on my phone.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
You know those ones? But I know like I try to model myself after my friend who can just sit at the table mm-hmm. and just do 8 hours of studying.
But that's
and
then tough. I don't think I could do that either, though.
I've been trying it. Like, I take like 20-minute breaks and then like keep going. The mm-hmm. Pomodoro technique.
What's that?
It's like so when you study, you set a timer. It's like 10 minutes of hard work,
mm-hmm.
and then like you do 5 minutes of break.
Yeah,
and then back to 10 minutes. You feel me? So it's like a mental.
So it's kind of like a. It's like a stop. It's like intervals.
Yeah, it's intervals. Mm. So you give yourself a break so you don't have to do those 8 hours.
Yeah.
Like 8 hours feels way shorter with the technique.
Mm-hmm. Well, what's one trick you use to like stop procrastinating though?
Procrastinate.
Because I know you procrastinate a lot. I procrastinate hella.
Yeah, I procrastinate.
Especially back in high school, I used to procrastinate all the time.
Yeah. One thing I do is just I put my headphones on
mm-hmm.
and like I plug it in and then I put my phone out of my room. That's like the number one thing I do.
Learn.
Yeah,
I don't think I can do that.
Really? What do you? Because you're just back on your computer and like fuck YouTube.
Exactly. Yeah. For me, I gotta trick myself into doing it, and then I trick myself into it's not work.
Oh, yo, you told me this one time. Wait, is it the one where it's like, oh, I'm an accountant?
Yeah, exactly. Bro, exactly.
I started using that. I ain't gonna lie, because I was doing my accounting work, and I was like, fuck. I remember Carlos told me, is like, if you don't want to be like doing the accounting work, just pretend you're that job.
Yeah.
And it feels like your kid is like, oh, I'm an accountant.
Exactly. Exactly. Like whatever situation it is, let's say you're doing an assignment. This is for like the younger generation or the younger kids in high school right now. Mm-hmm. You're doing an assignment on history. pretend you're Indiana Jones, bro.
Yeah.
Pretend you're Indiana Jones. Yo, I'm learning about the Egyptian, whatever, hieroglyphics. What? Bro, do your research. And then pretend you're doing a project on like Al Capone.
Yeah.
Put yourself in the gangster mindset. Like, this is how I'm thinking. I'm looking at his strategies, right?
Yeah. When they first told me that, I was like, yo, this is the stupidest thing
I've ever seen. Stupid until it works.
But it works.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie, it works.
Yo, everything in the world is stupid until it works. Yeah. If you think about it, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Every single idea, flying a plane, the creation of a plane. Oh, that sounds stupid. You're gonna bring something into the sky.
Yeah.
Imagine the first time they came up with that invention or like told that to somebody. Yo, you're insane.
Yeah.
Imagine going into the sky, right? They had their 2 feet. They were still riding horses, bro. And then you're telling people you're gonna fly something in the air. They probably think you're crazy. Yeah, but yeah, they made it happen.
Even the small shit like mustard on watermelons.
Yeah.
And then everyone's like start eating. Oh, now it's actually a meal. Everyone's eating that
exactly.
shit.
Exactly. Putting on freaking peanut butter and jelly together. I bet the first time somebody said that, it wasn't even a banger. I bet like, oh, you do that? Peanut butter jelly.
Oh, peanut butter jelly?
Yeah, I bet the first time somebody said that, they're like, yo, you're crazy.
Yeah, you're
psychopath. 100%. Right?
Yeah.
And then, bro, like that goes with everything. Mm-hmm. So let's say you have an idea, yeah, right? And it just seems like so crazy. It may seem crazy until it's proven. If you have a way to prove it, then bro, you won.
I know.
You won if you can prove them wrong.
Yeah. You know I mean? Feel like the Cole Cardigan shit when I first, because I'm like usually into fashion and shit.
Yeah.
I'm like, bro, why is he cutting up crewnecks, bro? And then like, you start cutting it up. I'm seeing it more and more. I'm yo, I swear like I've seen some
bro,
people.
Bro, you can't give away my secret, bro. You just gave away my secret.
Oh shit, my bad. You want me to cut it out?
I guess you can say it.
But yeah, that's I've seen people on my feed have the same exact.
They do that now. They cut it. Yeah. Word.
And I'm like, bro,
people are catching on.
That's what I'm saying. But like, it was so stupid to me at first because like you're wasting. But like now it's kind of. I'm not gonna lie, I did that too. Yeah, I have fun too.
Because yo, if you think about it, everything sounds dumb until like you see it differently. Just like first they laugh, then they copy. You know what I mean? It's the same type of shit. So like, look at any rapper that first kind of changed the sound. Look at like X. Look at like Lil
the
Uzi.
The whole mumble rap.
Yeah. Young Thug, when he came out with Lifestyle, you know how many people were making fun of Young Thug when he came out with Lifestyle?
Yeah.
Everybody. Mm-hmm. Everybody was clowning him until it actually proved them wrong.
Yeah.
Until it changed it.
And he's a pioneer now.
Now he became the tastemaker.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I feel like those type of people, especially like the Leonardo da Vinci's, whoever it may be, doing something different from the others, and it sounds stupid at the time, bro, look at Kanye.
Yeah.
Kanye!
Kanye's the whole different... That's him. Literally, his whole life is laugh now, I'll be great later.
Kanye, bro. Remember when Kanye came with the Yeezys?
Bro,
we thought, bro. We really thought, fam. I'm trying to see. Okay, this is what I do.
Yeah,
I try to see where like his ideas might end up at.
Okay,
so for Kanye, I don't know if you notice this. This kind of translated into my style now.
Yeah,
but Kanye, if you notice, he inspired his whole line by Star Wars.
Oh, okay,
have you noticed that? I didn't see it like that until like I really bagged it. Look,
you know the foam shoe?
It's
based off of
that, even like the kind of drapey kind of clothes, the color, it's all like tan.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That's the people in Star Wars, they wear that shit.
Yeah, that's
the Jedi.
The
Jedi. So I'm thinking to myself, okay, that's kind of like his way of thinking.
Yeah.
He's definitely gonna come out with shit to appeal to that. Mm-hmm. So how can I like, you know,
swivel it?
How can Tarantino. I make it my own? How Tarantino. Can I make it my own? Right?
Let me steal this.
So my whole aesthetic now is just like Western space cowboy.
Oh,
that's my whole aesthetic now.
Space cowboy.
Just like tribal patterns, whatever I can find, handkerchief, paisley.
Yeah.
And then kind of like the spacey type of aesthetic where it's like futuristic. That's why I copped this.
Yeah.
That's why I copped this watch. It's like a Nike watch.
Yeah.
But it looks like mad futuristic.
Yeah, it does. Right? Like Back to the Future type of watch.
But it's also vintage at the same time.
Okay.
So that's kind of like my personality.
Yeah, I know. Vintage aesthetic nostalgia.
Yeah. That's kind of my personality. I like the new, I like the old, mix it together.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, I like freaking cowboys, I like guns and shit. You know?
I'm a new gen. I'm more of a new gen. Like whatever's trending, I'll try to hop on it, but then I'll like make it my own type thing.
Because
I've gone back to black. I remember my high school days, I was the biggest hype beast. Oh my god. Carlos showed me a Supreme box logo one day, and that was my whole personality. You feel me? I was like, yo, that's Supreme? Yo, I love you, fam. You feel me? And then like I kind of developed into more emo, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Damn, I was the first e-boy before e-boys were like a thing.
No, that's kind of true. You that's kind of true.
I was sad.
That was a wave. That was a wave. Yeah.
Like, I didn't want to be sad, but I was sad just for the aesthetic.
Yeah. What was funny though?
Yeah.
I think it was because of Lil Uzi, right?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
It's kind of because of Lil Uzi, but like, bro, you don't even listen to emo music.
I know. You told me that.
That's what was funny. That was
you
funny.
You roasted me because I'm like, it's always hype music, but I'm sad all the time.
Yeah.
So it didn't like combine.
Yeah, I'm like, bro, this doesn't make sense. This look right on paper.
It doesn't. But at the same time.
But it was you. It was you at the time.
Now
yeah.
It's like, okay, now everyone's turning into this e-boy.
Yeah.
But even our manager, like our advisor, is like, yo, look at Gavin's Instagram, e-boy. I'm like, bro, I'm not an e-boy anymore,
bro. Maybe. Okay. Yo, what is e-boy?
I searched it up too because there's so many people calling me e-boy.
Mm.
So I guess it's like an emo person, a person who's always sad and always wears black.
Mm.
And then when people have been calling, yo, like, you're like the e-boy of the podcast.
So it's just like emo. Because back in the day, it was like emo. They had the, like, the crazy hair.
Yeah, but I guess emo was like, I don't know, bruh. People just call me that. I'm like, I kind of get disrespected.
You know what I always think about? I think about, you know, Niga Higa, how to be emo. Where are you? And I'm so sorry. I just think about that anytime I hear emo.
What was that other girl? Like, I mean, the other song is like, how to get girls or something. Oh, nice guys always finish last.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That
yeah.
used to be my big personality, too.
Nice guys finish last.
Yeah.
It's kind of sad, bro.
I know.
Yo, but you know what?
They do,
that, man. That statement is so true, though.
It is.
It's so true. And as harsh as it sounds, like, that's not going to change.
Yeah.
You know why, though?
Why?
It's because, okay, I talked about this with Sasha, too.
Yeah.
But take a look at a nice guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is he a nice for the sake of being nice, or is he nice because he has a motive?
What do you mean?
He has, like, a motive behind being nice.
Okay.
Oh, listen. Because, okay, yeah. Look, he could be nice to get in somebody's pants. That's why he's being nice.
Yeah, yeah.
He's being nice as an agenda.
Oh. You
know what I mean?
Yeah.
But then there's, like, the kind at heart.
The kind at heart. But they always get dropped off, bro.
Yeah.
Because the guys with the motive always like find somewhere to get.
And I feel like the reason the bad boys or like the egotistical people always get luck with the girls is because they're so real. I talked about this with Sasha too.
Mm-hmm.
It's because they're so real. Would you agree?
Like no filter. Like, I'm gonna just tell you how it is.
And I feel like that there's an art to that. It's like, wow, I like that because it's so in your face.
Yeah,
it's
No, I fuck
There's
with
no
like,
hidden shit.
It's like genuine.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like more genuine. It's because you obviously it's like, okay, if you go up to a girl like, yo, you're ugly, bro. Like, no one's going to like that.
Mm-hmm.
But you feel me? But there's got to be a little balance.
Yeah. Interesting, right?
Yeah, interesting.
And I always wondered, like, why were the bullies always popular back in the day?
I don't know, fam. They were just, I guess, labeled as cool. Because you see it all in the movies. Like, they always get the girls.
Yeah, like in the 80s movies.
The jocks get the girls.
Yeah.
Bro, you know what pisses me off too?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like us Asians don't get like recognized. Like, there's always rom-coms, right?
Yeah.
But there's always the guy is white.
Nah, yeah, that's true.
You feel me?
Yeah,
I feel
true.
Like there's only like a couple ones where it's like actually people of color.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? So I'm like, bro, like,
I don't think there's any rom-coms with the Asian besides like Crazy Rich Asians.
Exactly. And like girls, they grow up and like that's the model, the white boy. You feel me?
Nah, that's facts.
And I'm like, yo
but look at this. The latest Spider-Man, was it Far From Home?
Yeah.
The
Ned?
The popular guy was Asian.
He was Asian.
No, it wasn't Ned. It was the guy that's trying to get with Zendaya, and then
what?
Peter was having trouble with.
I'm so happy now. Okay, that might be the breakthrough.
It might be.
Yeah.
But I think it is getting better. It's getting better, but it's up to like, you know what else?
What?
This is off topic, but anyways, they're making a Pixar movie based in Toronto. Remember we were talking about this like a few episodes ago?
Wait.
Like, so they should make something like based in Toronto. Making a Disney Pixar movie based in Toronto.
Wait, the one you sent me today?
Yeah, the one I sent you. I sent that by accident, but that's the one.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
You think they listen to the podcast?
I don't know. Maybe. Yo, you know what'd be crazy?
What?
Because there was somebody that looked like me in the trailer.
No way.
And then my cousin said, oh, look, it looks like Carlos.
No. Theory.
So maybe if they do listen to the podcast, that'd be crazy. But I don't think that's the case. It's just like a coincidence.
Yeah. But if any directors are trying to make a rom-com filled with like an Asian male lead, like, please. I've always wanted. That's one of my dreams. Of mine.
You want to be an actor
in a rom-com specifically? Yeah.
I want to direct a rom-com because I have a script. Like, I have ideas
for it. Let's get it going then.
Got you.
And after that, bro, I feel like, because one of my other dreams is starting a fight club or like a club.
And I like a gym.
Yeah, like a gym, like a gym. That's like a
fight club.
I said fight club. But yeah, I've always wanted to start a gym, and I feel like, bro, I don't know the way it's going, but you do Muay Thai and I do Taekwondo, and like, fuck, man, maybe in the
like
future,
an MMA gym,
we might have a gym mm-hmm. together, bro.
That'd be sick. That'd be dope.
The new Joe and Bart. You feel me?
Yeah. Yo, so all those scripts I was talking about before.
Yeah.
Damn, I have scripts ready, bro, and I'm just waiting for the time. Right. And I think, okay, what do you think? Should I wait until I have enough money to do it properly, or should I just start doing it? What do you think?
I feel like you should start doing
it. Just start doing it?
Because I remember there was a thing, it was like The Simpsons released their cartoon, mm-hmm. right? And it was, the drawings were so trash.
Yeah.
Right? But you don't wait for perfection at the first, it develops, mm-hmm. right? And now look at where The Simpsons are at.
Yeah.
So just start it, see where it goes, and then it'll perfect itself.
Because I really have like...
That's some real G shit.
Yeah, I have some movie ideas I really want to do. But obviously, I don't have millions of dollars to put into production.
Yeah.
And shit, I don't even know if people want to come out here and freaking put money in to produce it. Mm-hmm. So maybe I'll just do it myself and see how it goes. Yeah, do it yourself,
fam. To be honest, like, just start it. You've always been known for, like, even though you have, like, that anxiety, oh, do I second guess myself?
Yeah.
It's funny because, like, you say you always second guess yourself, but you're always doing the crazy
shit. I know, I just
shit.
Do it anyway.
Yeah, you do it anyway. So, I just do it anyway. The sociopath tendencies are there.
Maybe it's just that right now. Maybe me saying that is exactly that moment. Because I know I'm going to do it, really.
Yeah, see, exactly. We just proved it. Because I know I'm going to do it. In a couple months, we're going to see the trailer. But yeah, you want to end it off?
I will end it there.
Holy.
So yeah, thanks everyone for tuning in to today's episode. Yes, if you haven't watched the vlogs, I'm going to be posting more vlogs on my channel. Check that out. Link in the bio. Join the Discord if you haven't already. And yeah, any other announcements?
Yeah, okay. I promise I'll start my Twitch somewhere around the next 2 weeks.
Bro, you got to start that. Yeah, man.
And I'm doing whenever it's not raining. For people in Toronto, if you want to see me, I'm going to be selling hats somewhere. I'm going to just give out the location. You guys can come and see me buy some hats. You feel me? I want to meet all you guys.
Yeah. So thank you for everyone tuning in. Jumpers Jump out.
Deuces.